Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Has your daily commute got longer? Dr. Jessica Grenewald is with me on the line today. You commute from Athy in Kildare to Dublin every day, Jessica. Has that journey got longer?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, it definitely has. I'd say I've been doing this commute for about 2 years now. And at the beginning of last year, it was taking me about an hour and 15 minutes to get into Dublin with the time I leave in the morning, being just after 6, and now it's taking me close to 2 hours to get in every day.
So even at a 6 a.m. departure from Athy, Jessica, it's the guts of 2 hours to get to make it to Dublin.
Yes, exactly. It's more or less 2 hours to get to Dublin these days. And then about, I'd say, between an hour and 45, or an hour and a half and an hour and 45 minutes back. So you're looking at about between 3.5 and 4 hours on the road every day.
Like, you'd imagine at 6 in the morning, the traffic should, like, of course there's going to be a build-up, and yes, it's going to take a period of time, but to think that it would take 2 hours for what is maybe a 45, 50-minute journey is incredible.
I know, it really is, and I think, you know, it really has a massive impact on people's quality of life. I mean, like, I've got a 2-year-old child, for example, and another one on the way, and I leave before she wakes up in the morning, and some days I get back when she's already in bed, and other days I get back and walk in the door at 7:30 just in time to put her to bed. So, I really think that, you know, it's getting to the point where it's not really sustainable anymore, to be honest.
And how frequently are you travelling to Dublin?
So I'm working as a doctor in Dublin, so as you can imagine, my job doesn't lend itself to working from home, unfortunately. Yeah. So I travel to Dublin every day for work. It really does, you know, I think the commute really kind of starts really adding up over time in terms of the impact it has on your quality of life.
Why do you think it's got worse?
That's a good question. I suppose there's many things to consider. I think, obviously, in my line of work, as I said, you know, we have to be on site. But I think for many people working in jobs where perhaps during the pandemic they were working remotely for a lot of the time, I think a lot of companies are now making people work more days in the office. So potentially there are more cars on the road. I think maybe a lot of people moved out of the city and bought houses in the country mm-hmm. during the pandemic and are now having to commute in. Maybe those are some of the reasons. I know that, for example, from Athy, the earliest train leaves our train station at 6:41 in the morning and gets into Houston at 7:42. So for people like myself who start work at 8 or earlier, it's really not an option because, you know, to get from Houston to wherever you're going, unless you work within a very short walk of Houston Station, you're not going to make it there by 8. So I think that also contributes to the traffic from Athy in particular because the trains are so infrequent.
For such a metropolitan area, to think in Dublin, to think that the first commuter train from Athy that is now a busy commuter suburb is until 6:40 in the morning is ridiculous.
It really is. And, you know, some days, I mean, there was one day I tried to catch the train just to see and it was cancelled, so I had to walk home and drive anyway. And, you know, sometimes it is a little bit late. So for people who are relying solely on the train, I think it must be incredibly stressful for them.
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Kildare South Labour TD Mark Wall is joining us as well, Jessica. Like, you've had a lot of people, Mark, reporting this very situation to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea. And Jessica is right. I've been inundated. I raised this in the Dáil last Wednesday. And since then, I've been inundated with people with stories like what Jessica has said. Basically, the M7 and particularly the N7 has become a car park. And unfortunately, we've had another incident this morning and people were delayed getting into work on a Monday morning again. You know, one of the solutions that I've looked at, and you mentioned solutions, was putting on a permanent recovery service during rush hour, because some of these accidents are very minor tips accidents. And then also you have some breakdowns as well, Andrea. So I believe the TII should actually have that permanent recovery service to get that accident to the side of the road, to get that car off the road, to allow the traffic to flow again. I just don't understand why that's not there at the moment.
How would that work, Mark?
Well, basically what you have, like on other sections, and it happens all over other countries as well, is that you have a phone number, that you can actually ring for recovery services, and they're actually on standby. They're located very close to the road during those rush hour traffics. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing at the moment, and I travel that road regularly, is that people are ringing their own recovery service, and it is taking time, obviously, for them to get there, which is adding to delays. But that's just one of the solutions. Obviously, we need to look at the, there's a problem, and I have highlighted this before, with the M7, M9 merge. There's been a number of accidents at that location. TIA have told me that they're looking at that, and I've actually followed that up there on Friday, Andrea, just to see what the update on that is. That's where people coming from the Kilkenny side are joining in, people coming from Newbridge and south of Dublin.
And what was the response?
So that's an issue. But basically, they have had, they, a number of months ago, they said they were looking at that design, and I followed up again just to see where that design is, because there's absolutely no doubt that's a problem. I've seen cars travelling 3 and 4 lanes trying to get onto that road, and it's just not working, simply. And, you know, some of the solutions that people are telling me each morning, they've seen these horrific incidents happening, that it's not long enough for where you actually join back on to the M7. So there are a number of issues, but it's just as Jessica said, this is about quality of life. I've had some horrific stories of cancer patients having to pull over to the side of the road, you know, and getting sick because they couldn't get in time to further treatment in Dublin. And that's just typical of what we've got in the last couple of days. And, you know, the minister who received the debate in the hall the other day said that he was going to bring it to the attention of TII and the Minister for Transport. That needs to happen.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen a reaction like this, Andrea. I'm in politics almost 25 years, but I've never seen a reaction to the problems that we have on this road on a daily basis that we have received over the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, you mentioned, Jessica, it's the worst in your experience now over the past 2 years, isn't it?
Yes, and just to reiterate what Mark's saying, that I know people myself who, you know, suffering with cancer in Kildare, and people like that to try and get into Dublin is extremely difficult, especially with the lack of public transport options. So, I 100% agree with everything that Mark Wall said.
1800-453-106 is the number. Stay with us. Vincent's on the line. Vincent, you're commuting from Kildare to Dublin as well, is that right?
It's Rattangan to Tallaght, to be exact. So it used to be grand, let's say, in the summertime, but now you have to nearly leave before 6 a.m. to try and make sure you're definitely in on time for only a 60-kilometre journey.
What time do you have to be in for?
I have to be in for about 8 o'clock. My partner has to be in for about maybe 9:45, and she's in Harold's Cross. So we kind of maybe carpool together. But like one morning we left at 6:10, and I think it might have been 8:30 or...
Are you serious?
We actually got in, yeah.
So 6:10 to get in for after 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, it takes 2 hours at that time in the morning to get from Rathangan.
2.5 on a bad day, yeah.
Jeez. So you get up at 6:10. So what time are you up at?
I'm up a bit after 5. I think she's even earlier. But yeah, about just after 5.
Yeah. This is typically, what, 45-minute journey? Should it be?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many kilometres?
About 60, 65 maybe.
Yeah. And you would think it's 6 o'clock in the morning that, you know, you're way ahead of the early morning typical commuter traffic, or at least you should be.
Yeah, yeah. And there just seems to be at least 3 crashes, I think, around on that M9 turn off for the M7. And then all is around Kill and Rathcoole, there's something. But it was just mental earlier on. I think it took us about 1.5 hours to get from Rattangan to Tallaght.
So, and do you typically drop your partner to Harold's Cross if you are carpooling?
The other way around, since Tala's on the way. Sometimes I might drive in myself either. Be like a 10-minute lion.
Yeah, so she'll drop you to Tala and then on into Harold's Cross. So if you're only getting to work after 2.5 hours, how long does it take her to get to Harold's Cross?
Well, I'm about 2 hours, and she's on a bad day, and she could be 2.5. But typically it's about 1.5 hours for me and maybe 2 hours for her.
When did this traffic pick up? Like, when did it start taking this long to get there?
I would say probably the week before the midterm break with schools, late October. I think it's just noticeably been bad. It's always kind of picked up on the schools and back in September, but the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been like nothing on earth.
And what do you put that down to?
Probably put it down to a few things. Bigger thing is the housing, because people have to move out away from the city because there's no affordable housing within 30 kilometres reach of Dublin. There is also the infrastructure issue as well, and there's probably not enough emergency response an accident as well, like they have over in the UK.
So God forbid if some poor unfortunate has a car accident on the M9, the whole thing's at a standstill.
Yeah, or the M7 even. And, you know, sometimes if she leaves early, I'd even be worried, you know, just to be coming in the radio sometimes and hear crash on the M7 ahead. I was like, God almighty, hope she's not involved in anything, because it just seems to be just no awareness or time for other drivers on the road. Some people is it really worth getting into the fast lane for a few seconds?
Like, I would have thought leaving the house at 7 o'clock would have got you in for round 8. But even 10 past, like, I mean, to think that you're leaving the house at 10 past 6 and you're not in work till after 8 for what is really typically a 45-minute journey.
Yeah.
So there's obviously heavy traffic at that time, Vincent.
Yeah, getting worse too.
I was on the road this morning at just after 6 on my way out to Ballymount to Ireland, going out to Ireland AM. And even then, like at every single junction, at every traffic lights we stopped at in the taxi on the way out, there was at least 5, 6, 7 cars up ahead of us. You know, you were stopping. Like, which is hard to believe at that time of the morning. Typically, it shouldn't be as heavy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's going the opposite direction. That's going away from the city.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know? So there is a build up.
Yeah, definitely.
How do we reduce this?
It's a good question. I would say probably just, I mean, public transport's another thing, but that's, you know yourself how long that takes to, you know, get to get good public transport in the city, so never mind down the country. That's one thing, but because sometimes I actually drive to Kildare Town and I get the train to Houston and then a Lewis to Tala, and I'm actually nearly in, like, just as quick almost. But again, it's probably not ideal. It's not ideal either.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, is public transport an option for you guys?
It's not really, to be honest. No, it's not ideal. It's an option, but it's not ideal. But Friday is the only normal day we can drive in. Other than that, I would say just better, I don't know, emergency response time on the roads would be definitely one that I think that could help.
Vincent, listen,
there's guaranteed 3 crashes in the morning, so there should be somebody there to just be like right there now, all but to clear away the accidents. Because normally it's a little tip, but it's a tip that could hold up for that could be stuck there for nearly a half an hour or an hour.
Yeah, that's the point, I think, Mark Wall, that you were raising a little earlier as well. Like, I thought the whole idea around allowing people to work from home, you know, 2 and 3 days a week was to help ease some of the traffic congestion. And yet here we have 2 callers in, Jessica and Vincent, today telling us it's got worse.
Problem, Andrea, like, there is an issue here with working from home and people are back at the offices or back at their workplaces, but it is a combination of everything. Like, you know, we have some petitions here about public transport down from Atoy, and we are hopeful, but we are talking a number of years. But the people, for their quality of life, cannot wait that length of time. Something needs to be done on the M7, N7 at the moment to help those people get to work each day, like 3 hours from Atoy, 2.5 hours from Rattangan, 2 hours from Newbridge. It's just simply not good enough, you know, and the minister needs to respond to this with TII and come up with solutions as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it took me an hour by bus from the pavilion in Swords to O'Connell Street last Saturday. That was by bus and in the bus lane all the way as well, says this texter. John Leahy is a student in UCC. John, you're commuting from Tip to Cork every day.
Yeah, that's right. I was living in Dublin, but when I wanted to go back to study, I just couldn't make renting work in any of the cities. So I moved back to the family home in Tipperary. I'm taking the train down to Cork to UCC.
5 days a week?
No, thankfully it's only 4 days. But I suppose it still takes its toll, all right.
Yeah.
I'm travelling for maybe 5 hours a day.
God. What time are you leaving it?
Well, it's about 6:30 that I leave the house. And then I go into Thurles and then take the Cork train down first of the day, and then I'm cycling across the city there to UCC.
What's the round trip commute?
It's almost 5 hours, over 4.5 a day anyway. I'd say it's almost 2.5 hours each way.
About two hours, is it, from Thurles to Cork on the train?
It is almost that. And
back up.
So it's very long commute, but yeah. I suppose I'm thankful in a way that I live on the Cork to Dublin line, because really it's the only functioning train line in the country. So it does get me there.
It's guaranteed. Yeah, it's reliable, yeah. And you've a good network service in terms of the number of trains that are departing each way every single day as well. Are many of your student colleagues doing the same?
Well, to be honest, I haven't heard of a commute quite as long as mine. Most people that I've gotten to know down in Cork are actually renting down in Cork, or you know, living down in Cork. So I haven't come across one quite as long as mine anyway.
Yeah, but you're missing the student crack and all that goes with that.
That's it, yeah. It's hard to get to know people, you know, in a brand new city. I've never been to Cork, really. It's hard to get to know people very well when you're on the road for so long. And you really do have to leave as soon as class is over just to get home. By 8 o'clock is the time I'd get home some days.
Listeners, as I drive north from Swords every morning at about 7:30 in the morning, regularly see tailbacks to Balbriggan, and if there's an incident near Swords or the airport, the M50 is totally chock-a-block, tailback right up to the toll booth just before Drogheda. Another listener, Dublin City Council has flooded the city centre with traffic lights that only seem to charge for a max of about 8 to 10 seconds, so there's no free flow through traffic. I think that's part of the problem. This listener says, last Wednesday it took me 2.5 hours to get from Allen Wood, Kildare to Santry. It was absolutely insane, and it is getting worse. If I don't leave by 6:10, it takes 2 hours to get into work for 8 o'clock in the morning. The recall of businesses of people into the office has also had a huge impact on traffic. Businesses need to get some sense, allow people to work from home where possible for a lot of reasons, and the traffic is absolutely without question one of those. Damien has got in touch. What's your daily commute, Damien?
Hi, Andrea. How are you doing? I live in Cork and work in Dublin.
Right.
So not the most intelligent move I made, and I suppose I'm sympathetic to the student who's missing out on the student life. I'm missing out on a bag of pints after work as well, because I'm hightailing it to Houston. But I mean, look, despite all the measures and taxation that have come in, like, we're still a car society. I mean, I work near Merrion Square, so I'm on the 6:15 train normally. It's 2 days a week, okay? Leave my house about 5:30.
You're doing that every day, Damien?
No, 2 days a week, so it's okay. It's manageable, but it can be tough going with if there's more days needed, you know. So I'd often stay up in Dublin, which adds to the expense of the whole thing. But I suppose the train is, like, it's not, like, the express train from Cork to Dublin, which is great because it doesn't stop. So once you're on, like, it was launched to much applause, but it's regularly a number of minutes late, and it's obviously something to do with other traffic impacting on it. And then you get into
You'd have to wonder what traffic, because according to Jessica a little earlier, sure, some of the first services aren't departing until 6:40.
Well, this is it, but, like, I don't know what's going on, but, like, it's regularly been between 10 and 30 minutes late. Like, last winter really tested my patience. My colleagues even remarked on days when I'd be in good humour, was the train on time, you know? Because you know yourself, in the morning, if you miss a cycle of buses, that's an extra 10 or 15 minutes. And, OK, the bus connects thing is kicking off now, but we get to Dalier Street and there's, like, 20 buses going through. It's like, what? And a loose. But that's the second part of it. It takes me 45 minutes to get... You're as fast walking from Houston to Merrion Square because the buses and the traffic and that. And I sometimes take my bike because it'll beat traffic. I just don't get it. Like, you know, I was recently on holidays in New York, go to London for a little bit for work, and, like, you'd be off your bin to take your car into the city because the public transport works and it's there. But, you know, outside of Dublin, the car beats public transport. In Dublin, the car is competitive, I think, with public transport. That's why people don't opt for public transport then, because, well, it's the same amount of time I drove last week.
Because I had a couple of days. How long does it take you when you drive?
It depends. I was at our airport office in 2.5 hours one day, and I wasn't loading on the accelerator. But I left our city office on at 4 o'clock last week. It was last week the midterm, and of course it was raining, and everyone else probably drove because it was the midterm. But I didn't clear the Red Cow till 6:30. Like, that's how long it took me to get out. And it drives me mad. Like, why is it bumper to bumper on the Naas Road when there is nothing until the Portlaoise toll to stop traffic? The driver behaviour is a bit here as well. But I just think resources need to be thrown at public transport. I get what the last guy was saying about, was it yourself, about people coming into the office. But, like, most companies are only looking at 2 or 3 days. Mm. And the research is showing there are advantages for people in the office. But I suppose that concentration is always going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I mean, like I said, I'm living down here in Cork. First of all, I can't get public transport to get me to the train station for the first couple of trains, okay? It'll take me, I live in Rochestown, which isn't a million miles from the city. It'll take me 50 minutes to get to the train station because the first bus will drop you in town. My boss's boss lives in Middleton. The first train for him that goes from Middleton to Cork has missed two Dublin trains already. So where's the joined up thinking here? You know, like it's, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to dance on Eamon Ryan's grave here, but there was a whole load of work done to get us out of the car, but no options given, you know?
Yeah, they should absolutely. They should be looking at examples like you and Vincent and Jessica today and sitting down and saying, how can we ensure that somebody living in Middleton in Cork can get to Dublin on time and be at the office for 8:30 or 9 in the morning? Pat in Mullingar says, thanks for raising this. I too take a bus from Mullingar that goes direct to Dublin without stopping. It took just over 2 hours last week, and that was using the bus lane. Where do we go from here, Mark Wall? How are we going to ease some of this pressure for our listeners?
Well, I think TII have got to take it on board, all of what has been said here this morning, Andrea, and you know, what has been said to them over the last number of weeks and indeed months. This is going on, getting worse for the last number of weeks, the last number of months. And they need to have a look at it. They need to do some very quick studies of what's happening. They need to introduce that recovery service. And they need to look at some signage on the road as well. There is a driver behaviour problem. We are all aware of that. But that's because people are under pressure to get into work. And we need to solve that problem for them.
Earlier obviously, trains, Mark. It's earlier well, trains. That's what's needed.
I was just about to say that, Andrea. There is an issue coming up for us in, you know, with the Dart Plus that's coming through, that there will be extra carriages available. And that's something that I put forward for Atoy and from Carlow all the way down on the Waterford line, that we should have an hourly train service. Like, it is really ridiculous that 6:41 in a commuting town like Atoy is the first train you can get to Dublin. And I have a lot of people saying that they can't get into their office for 8 o'clock using that train. So that's the solution as well.
Yeah, single-person occupancy of cars and the ridiculous timing of traffic lights. Absolutely, it's adding to the situation and making it worse, as this listener. Another texter tells me that their husband leaves the house to get into town on the bus. The buses start in Ongar. By the time they get to Ashfield Gardens, sure, they're full. They don't even stop. He's then late for work every morning because he can't get on the bus. So Ongar should have its own bus service, as this listener. Keep your commuter stories coming into us. Has your daily commute got longer? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.